All right, terrorists, everybody please stand. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, whose words will hide my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, to the state of its kingdom and stands, one Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, the life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Amen is right. Well, it's good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight.
Thank
you. All righty. Prayer list. Scotty Smith. Joseph Smith. Linda Johnson family. Zane Hudson. Carol Love. Buddy Weaver. Andrew Morgan. Kenny Brown. Geraldine Schwantz. Gladys Keegan. Dallas Keegan. Randy Winstead. Christy Morgan. Debbie. Maddie. Dorothy. Dorothy Bud. Jeremy Matthews and family, Frank and Luann, Larry Burns and family, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Heather Lee Moles, and Suzanne. So remember all those folks, they need prayer. All right. Anybody got anything?
I just wanted to say, Lord, for a beautiful Sunday you give it to us. Thanking Him for we go and get together with the family and have dinners and stuff like that together. Thank you, the Lord, for blessing me every day. And just keep on praying for my arm. Remember, I have a MRI coming this Wednesday.
Thank the Lord for saving me again. I can never thank Him enough just for saving me. He didn't have to. I wasn't worthy of it. I just thank Him so much for doing that for me. And help me pray for my lost loved ones.
Anyone else?
I do. Please help my dad come back to Hickory. South Carolina. He said he had to grow up and he's gone until this next week, this coming weekend.
Anyone? Okay. No. I'm going to pray.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you that you love us and care about us, Lord, and that you want us where you are, Lord. And like the devil said, you didn't have to save us, Lord, but you wanted to save us, Lord. It was your pleasure to come and lay down your life, and it was the Father's pleasure to bruise you and punish you and pour out his wrath upon you, that he didn't have to punish us. And we just thank you that you hung on that tree and bore our sins and went through the darkness and the blackness, Lord, and the separation from the Father, and to die, and be buried and raised again, Lord. And we thank you that you're sitting at the right hand, Lord, ever living to make intercession for us. We just thank you that you care about us, Lord, that your eyes are always upon us, Lord. You're always, your love is always the same to us, Lord. No matter what we do, your love never changes, Lord. You're the same. We just thank you that one of these days, Lord, we're going to get to behold you. We'll never have to take our eyes off of you. Down here we get a little bit here and there, Lord, but up there we'll never have to not look at you, not behold you. see your glory, Lord, and I'll be in your presence and your joy this winter. I just thank you that that day's coming, Lord. We're just looking forward to it, Lord. Lord, we know you're long-suffering, Lord, not willing that any should perish. And we know that we got lost loved ones, Lord, that we want to be saved. We want to be in heaven with us. Lord, you know our prayers. Lord, you know our hearts. You've heard our prayers, Lord, for our loved ones, our families, and our friends. And Lord, you answer prayers, Lord, in your time. Help us just to keep on, Lord, not to quit, not to give up, not to deny you, Lord. Just help us, Lord God, to have a desire to tell people about you, a desire to pray, a desire to read your word, a desire to grow close to you, Lord, every day. And let us pray you bless the service tonight, Lord, and give us what you have for us tonight, Lord. Help the preacher, strengthen and give him the words you have for us, Lord, to bring you glory and honor, Lord, because it's all about you, Lord. We're nothing and can't do nothing without you, Lord. It's all your doings. It's your grace, your mercy, your love, your peace, your joy. It's your forgiveness, Lord. It's all yours. Everything's yours. Everything's yours. And everything's ours because we're yours, Lord. And you said it's all ours. And Lord, help us just to receive it and be thankful and be appreciative of it. Lord, help us not to be proud and haughty and high-minded and look down our nose at others, Lord, but understand that it's by grace, Lord, that you saved us. And Lord, we just thank you that you cared about us, Lord. All these millions of people lost and undone without you, and you saved us, Lord. And we just thank you for it. And just pray you bless the same, Lord. Help those on the prayer list, Lord, you know, every need. We ask it in Jesus' name for his sake.
All those things he did. Everything is praise. Sure found that you know what's bad on the church.
tribal nomination is conducted, God does not, accept or sin. God will not accept sin for any condition, any reason. He sent Jesus here to die on the cross, shed his blood, make an atonement for our sins. So therefore, he does not have to accept it. He made a way for them to be forgiven. God will not negotiate with you in your sin. No way, shape, or form. Sin is sin. There is no little sins. There are no big sins. If you kill somebody, it's a sin. If you come up here and you steal my pen, it's a sin. It's all graded the same. One way. Sin. He says not to kill. He says not to steal. One is not lesser than the other. They in exceptions to the rules. Whatsoever. Sin is sin. You can make all the excuses you want in the world. They're no good in the eyes of God. There is no excuse whatsoever. We're going to start reading verse number 17 for it. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Amen. Church, do you agree with that tonight? Yes. That the just will live by faith?
Yeah.
We can't buy faith. We can't rent. It is given to us freely by God. It's there for the asking. All we got to do is ask for it. Lord, my faith's getting little. Help me increase it. And it's there. Amen. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Right there it is, plain simple. The wrath of God. And the one thing you don't want to experience tonight is the wrath of God. Who holds the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifested in them. For God hath showed it unto them. Folks, the Holy Spirit of God tells us right from wrong. We're saved born again Christians. The Holy Spirit of God lets us know when we're fixing to do something wrong. But he'll eat you up. Now, it ain't going to take back. It ain't going to stand back and take a double barrel shotgun and blow your head off because you didn't listen. No. You don't listen, then you're going to have to suffer the consequences. Now, I ain't saying God's going to beat you today. But you're going to know he's not happy with you. Amen. I mean, it could be nothing but that thing we call a conscience. Well, eat you alive. You know, you got it. Hey, I don't have to tell you about the experiences. You know. I know you know. Because I know. Amen? All right. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Folks, right there, it plainly tells us we have no excuse. You're not going to stand before God at the day of judgment and say, here's my circumstances, God. No, you're going to hang your head there like the rest of us, and you're going to be ashamed, and you're going to bear it. No excuse. Told you where I go. There's no excuse. They ain't gonna. Hey, you know, how many of you has ever been to court? And I mean, traffic, I mean, I've been because of tickets, speeding tickets. And I think the other one's listed as fail to reduce speed to prevent collision. You know, them kind of things. And you go up there for that DA, and you're trying to get that thing dismissed or trying to get it lessened. And he's like, okay. We'll see what we can do. Here's my, what's your excuse? Why was you speeding? Oh, well, my wife was sick and I was trying to get to, no, you're speeding. If you, she needed to be there hurt, there's a thing called an ambulance. You know, that's going to be his answer. There's no excuse. Well, that's what, it ain't going to be like that with God. You're not going to have that opportunity. What is your excuse? Because he's got it written down. He's got it recorded. It's right there in front of us. You know, there it is. He's a sick. This is what happened. There's no excuse. Amen? Because that when we, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful, but because vain in their imaginations, their foolish heart was darkened. Now, who wants to give me the Bible dictionary, the Bible meaning of the word foolish? There you go. See, a fool says in his heart there is no God. That comes out of Psalms. Their foolish hearts, a heart that says that there ain't no God, was darkened. Plus, we're living in a world full of people that their hearts are darkened. They're living in the dark. They don't believe in God. They don't fear God. They don't have no fears whatsoever. Professing themselves to be wise. You look. You can't get a job in McDonald's making fries anymore without a college degree. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Folks, when mankind gets so smart that they think they're smarter than God, folks, we're in trouble.
Amen.
And guess what? We're there. We're living in a world where you got people that think that they're smarter than God. They're fools. In the eyes of God, they're a fool. And he will not recognize them. And this is what they do. This is the act of a fool. And changing the glory of the incorruptible God into an image like a corruptible man, or to a bird, a four-footed beast, and creepy things. They're trying to put God on their level. God is the supreme being. There is none that's greater than God. God is the supreme being. He is the creator of all things, including the devil and hell. He made them as well.
Yes.
You say, well, he made the devil? Yeah, the devil was an angel. He was one of the highest ranking angels in heaven. And because his heart became foolish, and he thought he was smarter than God, He failed. He's a fallen angel. And those one third of the angels in heaven that followed him, they are fallen angels. They are fools. Because they said in their heart they were greater than God. God is superior of all things. God's word is the ultimate word. It's not to be changed. It's not to be challenged. But it is to be believed and respected and to feed on, to learn from. And not to be took for granted. Not cast to the side. Or be made in the way that they man wants it to read. To change it where it fits their sinful lifestyles. Or their wicked ways. Are to conform to their foolish hearts. Therefore, God also gave them up to unclean thoughts and lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Who are these people that I just read about? It is anybody that is taking God and trying to change him into something that he ain't. God will forgive sin, all sin, if it's asked. But when God forgives that sin, you can't continue to live in that sin. If you're living a lifestyle that ain't appropriate to God, I don't care if it's two men, two women, or a woman and man that are living together that is not married. It's wrong. One ain't different than the other. Amen? Who changed the truth of God into a lie. And worship and serve the creation more than the Creator. Who blessed. Who is blessed forever. Amen. Now listen. We have a religion here in this world. It's called the Wiccans. They worship the creation. They go out here and hug trees. They'll worship a squirrel or a rabbit. Or, you know, like most people in America do today, a dog or a cat. You know, realize there's people who take better care of the dogs and cats than they do the kids. They'll serve, they'll worship everything coming and going except for God. The one created it all. For this cause, God gave them up into vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use, that which is against nature. What is that? That is lesbians. What does it say there? God gave them up. It didn't say he accepted it. He said he gave it up. He let them believe the lie that they're living. And likewise also men leaving the natural use of a woman and burning in their lust one toward another. Men with men working that which he seemingly is receiving in themselves. The recompense of the error which was made. That's gaze. God does not accept it. Right here, he says that he plainly does not accept it. It's wrong. And nothing that nobody can do, they can't make no law, no rule, that other, that takes that away. They can rewrite this book and take this chapter plumb out of the book of the Bible. But it don't change a thing. It's wrong. Just like two women's wrong. And I'm going to put it out here, and people might get mad at me for what I'm fixing to say. Man and a woman, if you ain't married, you ain't got no business doing it. God says it's wrong. That act is reserved for a man and a woman that have been brought together in the holy matrimonies of the Lord Jesus Christ, of God. That act is for procreation. That is something between two married people, woman and a man, that loves one another. And anything else, God does not accept. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, in other words, they're not accepting it, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do these things which are not convenient. What is that saying? Folks, just to be simple, He's just going to let them believe a lie and be damned with it. That's the reason why you've got so many people that's living these lifestyles. They are able to honestly tell you that God says it's all right. Because God has quit convicting them of it and showing that they're wrong. And He's just going to let them believe that lie and be damned. In other words, they went straight to hell. Unless it's like Brother Harrod said earlier. If somebody gets saved as a youth, and then it's becoming that lifestyle of later in life, they're still going to heaven. But I'm going to tell you what, they ain't doing. Saved as by fire. God will not accept your sin. Like I said, it doesn't matter if you kill somebody or come up here and steal my ink pen. In God's eyes, it's exactly the same. There's no little, no big, no ants, no bugs. There ain't no arguing with it. There is no excuse. Oh, God, the preacher so-and-so said it was all right to do that. Well, preacher so-and-so is going to have to stand and count for what he told you. Amen. Don't believe all this garbage is going around in this world today that you know, we're supposed to accept. If they want to accept it, then God says, right here, so be it. Then where's that at? For the wrath of God is revealed. I think right there, brother, I think right there, that right there, for the wrath of God, I think it comes over here.
You know what that is, preacher? That's God pouring His wrath on Jesus on the cross. That's His wrath against sin. That's how He feels about sin. That He'd do that to His own son. He hates sin so bad.
Yeah.
That's His wrath against sin, punishing His Son on the cross.
Yeah.
Shows you how He feels about sin.
Yeah. Yeah. If He would do that, then you can tell that He really doesn't like it. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, church, we're living in a wicked world.
Amen.
And I'm going to be honest with you, church, we got to stay close to God.
Amen.
I mean, we got to be there with Him. We got to be there close to Him. And let that Spirit of God come into our hearts and our lives and show us what's right and what's wrong. Because I'm going to tell you something. People out there will lead you astray. Amen. Oh, well, we can't offend nobody. We can't hurt their feelings. I'd rather hurt their feelings and offend them here than to see them burn in hell. I mean, just to be blunt about it. I mean, that's just being blunt. I'd rather offend somebody and hurt their feelings here on this world than to see them die and go to hell and to live in there forever and ever and ever. Which would you rather do? Amen. That's all I got. Anybody got anything on your own? All right. If not, see you in breakfast. Build that little booth.
And
yeah, I want to wait on the put that mold in, but I want to paint before I put that up there.
Do you see the ceiling?
Yeah. So the ceiling
over there is the same one in here.
Yeah.
I look this
same
one.
Thing.
My father. You have a good wood.
Okay.
It's going to be. It's just going to be
cool here.
It'll be in the open.
Yeah, it's going to be inside the bathroom.
Go ahead and go over it on it.
It's just going to be that opening.
Okay.
Then he said something about on a Saturday, bringing the trailer over and cleaning out some of the stuff, getting rid of stuff before we start putting the floor down, we won't have to move it.
Yeah, that's what she was trying to tell me, but I thought, man, you don't have time to stand out here in the cold. She said, okay, you know, and then I felt bad about that, like I wasn't interested in what she had to say, and I'm like, man, and so now I got to kind of tell her Sunday or whatever
yeah.
that I
yeah, but she wants us to clean out. And probably what we have to do, the landfill closes at 11.
What landfill?
On Saturday. So we'll have to get there early enough to do it. I don't know how much she's got, but we'll get one load in the trailer, and then we'll come back and fill it up again. Then I can dump it on the following Monday.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah.
I can tell, because it opens up at 8, so I got a job. I can be there at 8 o'clock. Whatever.
She's talking about. Yeah, 8 in the morning, man.
Okay.
Okay. You bring that drill.
Have you got a grinder?
Only an air one.
Oh, okay.
An air grinder.
Yeah, my compressor won't run fast enough for that. I can't find my blue grinder.
I got one. I need a wheel